Learn English while learning about daily life in Australia with Rob McCormack. Podcast number 8. Melbourne's Federation Square. Hi, Melbourne is a great city for sports, art and culture. One of the places where these things come together is Federation Square. Federation Square is Melbourne's central public square. In many ways, it is the real centre of Melbourne. But it is much more than just a square. Like every city square, Federation Square has large open spaces where people can gather. It has an open-air theatre, which holds more than 15,000 people. It has large television screens, so people can watch major television events, such as the Olympics. But as well as outdoor spaces, Federation Square has many excellent indoor areas and spaces. It has many cafes and restaurants where people can meet and enjoy a meal or a snack, along with some of Melbourne's famous coffee. Federation Square also has art galleries, museums, exhibitions, studios, cinemas, a theatre, and many shops. And most of all, Federation Square is a place where things happen. Musicians perform their work. Artists show their paintings, their drawings, or their sculptures. Conferences are held. Television programs are made. Festivals are held, and book and wine fairs are held. One special museum is the Australian Centre for the Moving Image. This museum explores film, television, and digital culture. It holds exhibitions and screenings, and educates all visitors about the important role of film, television and computer imaging in modern society. Another important gallery at Federation Square is the Ian Potter Centre. This art gallery is part of the National Gallery of Victoria and is Australia's first major art gallery for Australian art. You can even rent a bicycle at Federation Square so that you can cheaply explore the city of Melbourne. Or you can take part in one of the many activities. Regular concerts at Federation Square include rock, classical, pop, hip-hop, folk and R&B music. Federation Square was opened in 2002 and it now has over 10 million visitors each year. It is built over a working railway yard, right next to Flinders Street Station, one of Melbourne's major city railway stations. The buildings and open spaces at Federation Square rest on a huge concrete deck built over the railway yard. In spite of that, the design of the deck means no noise or vibration from the railway disturbs the space or the buildings in Federation Square. Federation Square has become one of the most important meeting places in Melbourne. People call it Fed Square. When our 2012 Olympic team came home, Melbourne welcomed them at Federation Square. The main tourist information centre for Melbourne is also here. There is no doubt that Melbourne would not be the same without Federation Square. When you come to Melbourne, make sure you visit Fed Square. For more information, go to www.fedsquare.com. If you have a question or a comment to make, please leave it in the comments box on my website at www.slowenglish.wordpress.com. You can leave your comment in English or in any language and I will translate it. Or you can send me an email at slowenglish.wordpress@gmail.com. I would like to hear any suggestions you may have. I would especially like your suggestions for podcast topics. Goodbye. Until next time, Rob.